What up? What's happening? How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Ryan and Case No Chase with a Shirley Temp Twist podcast. I am, as always, the steaming vegan, the sexual intellectual, straight out of Waynesburg, Virginia, Casey motherfucking Kello, here again. And with me, very special. Always get a little bit emotional when I talk about this woman. She's just my best friend, guys. Like a sister, like a just this beautiful queen angel from heaven. From parts unknown. We will not be giving you her name. We will just say her name is Meek, aka 757 Cutie Pie. How you doing?
What's up? Doing good.
Yeah, so today's date is February the 13th. It's the day right before Valentine's Day. Everybody going out last minute, getting a getting gifts and roses and the same regular ass flower, that same regular ass candy. Yeah, my wife just brought me some whiskey. It's just delicious. You know, go out, get that same ragged ass. Mika, share with the fellas out there, what do you feel, no matter the price, no matter what do you feel like is involved for like a good Valentine's Day gift while they out there with their lady, if they strap for cash or if they have a bunch of money? What's some things you like to see when a man gets a gift for Valentine's Day?
I think the main thing is, as long as it comes from the heart and it's kind of the best you can do, you know, so if you don't really have a lot of money, okay, you can do card and flowers and candy, you know.
That's right.
You can always do a gift to the spa, a gift card to the spa, or diamonds, jewelry.
Jesus Christ.
It's so many different levels, but as long as it comes from
Mika,
the heart,
Mika, you went level one, two, and then 1,000.
I'm just saying, as long as it comes from the heart, that's the most important.
7-Eleven hot dog with chili and onions. As long as you know that that's what she likes.
No, you ain't think about me. You think about no damn 7-Eleven hot dog. That ain't the thought.
Wrap your balls with a bow every now and again. The gift that keeps on giving. So today, with my homegirl Meek right here with me, the conversation is about polyamory and polygamy. Okay. First things first, I wanted to share the definition. And I didn't know, I was talking to my co-host off air, I did not know that polygamy and polyamory are two completely different things, okay? So let me get this straight. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that polygamy is a man or a woman that has multiple partners, like marriage-wise. Like you have two wives, three wives, or a woman has three husbands, four husbands, some shit like that. Whereas in polyamory, that's just one person is married to another person, and these people have relationships outside of the marriage, and they're cool with that. So that's polyamory and polygamy. Miga, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So, yeah, I didn't know that either. So basically what I wanted to talk about a little bit on the show today, just not too much, not taking too much to your time, is how much I feel like as we evolve as a society, and I hear women say what they want in men, I'm starting to think that for that group of women and what they claim they're looking for in a man, it almost makes sense for y'all to be polyamorous, a lot of y'all. And that's what this show about today. First and foremost, Meek, could you ever do polyamory or polygamy?
Hell no.
You heard it there first, folks.
I wouldn't even give it a thought.
757 Cutie Pie, don't play that shit. Now.
At all.
Here's my argument, though. So a lot of women, when you hear them talk online, or you hear women that I talk to and going up just outside, they say in order for them to be, you know, subscribe to different gender rules and different things in a relationship, it's like, if you want a woman, you have to be able to or provide for this woman completely. So, like, if you want her to cook and clean, you better be able to pay all the bills. You better be fine as hell. You know, and I'm not even mad at the sisters. If that's your standards, boo-boo, go for it. Like, shit, what woman wouldn't want a 6'5", just handsome, built dude with a bunch of money that's going to pay all her bills and take care of her? But if that's your standard, and if I'm a dude that's 6'5", and I look, and I'm a beautiful man, and I got lots of money, and if I could afford to take care of you, and maybe three other women, why not do that? Mika, could you make an argument as to why you feel that? What I'm saying making sense? Like, do you feel that a man, if he can take care of four women financially, that, and that's what they're looking for, that that's something they possibly should subscribe to?
So you're basically saying that pay to play. But what woman only wants somebody to pay bills, though, and nothing else? Like, I don't think that's realistic.
Hey, man. Okay, let's say he got some good dick, too. Good dick. He fine. He go to the gym, and he got a lot of money. If I could divvy out good dick and financial stability to four different women and keep them all satisfied, does it make sense for any of the women that that's what they're looking for? To be polyamorous or polygamous with that man.
Man, women by nature are really jealous. You know what I'm saying? We are jealous people as far as we don't want to share our time, our man. Is no way. Like, that might work for a little while. The woman might say, oh yeah, we can do this, but how long before she want to go upside your head because you didn't pick up the phone?
Because you've been spending a little bit.
Yeah, like you've
been spending a little bit too much time with wife number two.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. I don't know any woman that would work for.
Nigga, I think we got to do some more on the ground research, because I know for a fact, like, not your average, like, everyday just broke bitch. Let's just say you a girl that's, you know, you don't got much in life. You just the everyday just 9-to-5 bitch, can't barely pay your rent in your motherfucking one bedroom apartment, living paycheck to paycheck. And here I come and I'm rolling with $500,000 a year. I can afford to put you in this crib. You got a car. I'm dicking you down. We spend time together. I take you out on dates. I think that it makes sense, if that's what you're looking for, to go ahead and do it. And the math supports my point too, Mika. Like, you know, Mika, me and you went to high school together.
Uh-huh.
There's maybe six. They were in the high school we went. There was probably 15 or 20 dudes that every woman in there wanted.
Oh, like 15 in every class, 20.
Mika.
Oh, that's all a y'all stretch there.
All y'all wanted. Yeah, okay. True. We didn't even have 15. Seven or eight men got all the bitches.
If
seven or eight men get all the bitches, why can't that seven or eight men have two or three of y'all? Make perfect sense to me.
No, I think they were having two and three, or probably more, but it wasn't known. You ain't find out till you see two girls fist fighting in the middle of the hall.
Yeah, because you know what's funny? Polyamory, not polygamous, but polyamory, a lot of you motherfuckers are polyamorous and just don't know it. Like, your man or your wife are having outside relationships outside your marriage right now. You're just not aware of it. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it makes sense, though, for that certain amount. Like, if I'm a dude and I say, man, I just want a woman to cook. If that's what I want and I meet a woman that can cook, and that's all I want her for. And but she can make enough food for me and three other niggas. I'm not gonna mind her cooking for all four of us.
Nah, I really just
broke that down beautifully. I really did just now.
Who the hell just want food though? It ain't about the just wanting food. It's so damn food.
So yeah, Mika basically, basically
cool like Mika, that. You talk about cooking a meal, yeah.
So Mika, you don't trust that there's women out there that just want dick to be taken care of and to have a man that's fine. You don't believe that they also want
monogamy. You know what that's called?
What?
Side chick.
You just side want, chicks don't mind. Side chicks just, don't mind sharing.
That's what I'm saying. They just want a piece of a man. Yeah, that's what that's called.
There you go.
That's lowering their standards because they know the man is not going to fully commit to them. So they just go by, you know what I'm saying, what he wants to do, and are cool with it that way. I don't think that's their preference. They just going along because they were like, okay, I'd rather have a little bit of him than none of him at all.
Right. I will say, Meek, that it's not a lot of niggas out here that's really committed anyway. Mm-hmm. But it was just like the first show that I think one of the first podcasts that me and Ryan ever did
mm-hmm.
was called Alpha Males Play Your Position. So I think it's just my belief, and I'm not one of these, I want to get it off the record now. I'm not one of these manosphere niggas who hate women or I'm an alpha male and I'm not one of them niggas, but I will say there's one real thing that it was a common theme of these I'm an alpha male and woman, manosphere niggas is women want a certain percentage of men, period. And that man has his pick of however many of those women that he wants. And that just is part of what they claim comes with being an alpha male. So on the first show, it's like, if you want a nigga that got money and is a go-getter and is in the top 10% of earners, as the great Kevin Samuels used to say, he's going to have other women. That's just part of it. If you and at some point, I think that women need to stop giving up on the idea that any of them niggas is ever gonna be faithful.
With the exception if the roles were reversed? Like, what about the woman is beautiful and smart and rich? Can she have five different dudes and the dudes be okay with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I gladly would rub Oprah feet.
Man, get out of here, yo.
I would suck one titty while Stedman sucked the other titty. Come here, Oprah.
You be working for every dime.
Hey, Oprah would be satisfied.
You see her without makeup?
I don't care. I kiss her slam in the mouth.
That's a job there.
Hey, I'm working for a lot less now. I would look Oprah in the eyes every day with no makeup before she go to bed. And be like, you are a shining star. You are the light of my life.
Oh my goodness.
And then I will roll over and go to sleep in my bed full of money. I wouldn't give a shit. So yeah, absolutely. The role reverse women, if y'all ever think, if the role reverse, go ahead. Mika, with the exception of Barack Obama, name five motherfucking famous niggas that got it going on that haven't fucking had multiple women. I'll wait. Even your boy Kevin Gates.
Oh,
that you is... just swore didn't let another bitch touch him other his woman. Look at him now.
Hey, all I can say, he karate kicked one. You know what I'm saying? He had me convinced until all this new stuff started happening.
He was doing it. He was lying. He was lying.
Yeah, he leave his wife every 2-3 months. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And don't hide it. Be out in public and kissing another bitch in the mouth. I'm like, oh.
That nigga Kevin Gay say, what's today's date? The 25th? Oh, you know what time it is, bitch. Time to get left. I got booty to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you look at all the celebrities, man, like, I ain't even gonna lie. A lot of the times when I saw it, it hurt me. Like, when I heard Martin Luther King had a bitch on the side.
Yeah, man.
That shit stung. Coretta?
But didn't they say that he had white women, dude?
Nigga, hell yeah, man. Martin Luther King was having orgies, nigga.
So you mean tell me that's what he had to dream about? That's
fucked. I had a dream.
That's fucked up. He just wanted to have pure access to him. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the dream.
I didn't know if that jank was true about him having white women. I'm like, yo, what is the point?
Yeah. Remember, Mika, he wasn't a segregationist. He was an equal right kind of person. So it won't like Mike. It wasn't like Martin Luther King hated white people. He just wanted to be equal as white people. Now, if you call Malcolm X with a white woman, it's different.
Yeah, that's true.
Know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King had no problem with white people. So, yeah, all men of power, bro, all since the history, with the exception of maybe Barack Obama, nigga, they all got bitches. Will Smith. Look, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce.
As if he had the nerve. Oh, my gosh.
Part of the game, man. Part of the game. It's part of the game. And if you want a nigga with money and all that shit y'all say, hey, just deal with it. That's all I'm saying. I think it makes sense for y'all. All us stupid regular people, man, we can have, you know, married to just one person and come home and have, like, that stupid monogamy shit. Like, leave that for regular niggas like me. These $50,000 a year ass niggas. Like, leave that faithful shit to us 9-to-5 niggas. Mm-mm. Girl, shoot for the stars and join a nigga's team. Girl, shoot for the stars. And if you land on the moon, bitch, fuck it.
They all gonna look dumb as hell, just like Nick Cannon baby mamas and NBA Youngboy baby mamas. You got 13, 14 kids and counting.
And counting.
No.
10 million strong and growing.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, you know I heard something crazy about Nick Cannon?
What'd you hear about Nick Cannon?
They said that he is having all of these kids because he wants to get, like, stem cell research or something.
Oh, I heard from that them. Too.
Yeah, so he can get cured of lupus or something. Now, that's crazy.
I heard that shit, too. Yeah, so he can have a bunch of donors. Yeah. That's interesting. People with money do whatever they want to do. Okay, so Mika, when it comes to polyamory, right, I got a question for the ladies. I was having a discussion with my wife earlier. Meek, outside of sexual activity, what do you think your issue or a lot of women's issue? I'm sorry, but I'm just getting you to speak for the women, Mika. What is your issue? What would be your issue with polyamory outside of him fucking other women?
Because, like Whitney Houston said,
it's not right, but it's okay.
No, I'm every woman. It's all in me, nigga. It ain't no
anything you want done, baby.
That's right. I do it naturally. Oh, no, yeah.
Hey.
It ain't no. It ain't gonna be no outsourcing of this. Oh, this person cooks and this person cleans and this. No.
You heard it. You heard it here first, folks. Mika is every woman.
I'm just saying.
Anything you want done, nigga. You do it naturally. And in the immortal words of Tupac Shakur, I get around. Anyways, so back to what I was saying. I feel, I want to just say a different perspective. Because I feel what you're saying. I think you speak for most women that would like to be every woman. What I will say is that I believe that outside of sex and maybe time, energy, effort, things like that, I think if it was just, like, if a woman could be polyamorous, right, and a woman could have multiple husbands, I don't think a man would have so much of an issue with you having five husbands if he was only fucking one of us.
Man, get out of here.
let that nigga hear about your day.
Nah, so
let that nigga rub your stinking ass feet.
Oh, why she only can have one nigga that's doing
that? I'm naming three niggas. He could rub her your feet. He could tell him about your day. He could take your ass out to dinner. This nigga could take you to the movie, and you come home and give me the pussy.
Well, why you didn't break it down like that for the men? See how you do?
I did. I said out. You had an opportunity. I said outside of sex, what would your issue be?
Yeah, but if the men had, if a man has multiple women, you know he gonna knock them down.
Yes.
See, but why you gotta when you rephrase it for the women? Why I gotta be the woman
only get with
one man?
Okay, like, okay, Meek. Okay, Meek. You're right.
Yes.
Meek, if the only woman that he could have sex with was you, are you okay then with him with other women handling his other tasks? Meek, I asked you this already.
Oh, no.
And you said that you said I'm every woman.
Yeah, so it's no, but I'm just saying. But
see, you called me and got to apologize, and I said the same thing the other way around. If my woman was just fucking me, she could have four other niggas to do all that other shit. I'm not every nigga. I'm not.
Nah, man.
It's like a dream. Like, have one nigga that's a mechanic. Like, nigga, I don't want to fix that car. Have one nigga that can fucking put a carburetor or a transmission in. Got one nigga that can fix all the motherfucking that can clean the carpet. Another nigga that can paint. Put together a whole team of niggas, man. I wouldn't mind. Long as you giving me the buzzer. I don't give a fuck. Let that nigga hear about your day.
No, man. You say that shit.
You think... So, Bigga, you think if you did that to your husband,
it was man.
Don't worry. I'm going to let Clarence fucking do all the work. I'm going to let Clarence fucking cut the grass. I got Michael to do the painting. I got this. Oh, don't worry. I'll talk all this bullshit about my job to Javier. You think your husband going to be like, why don't you tell me about your day? I guarantee I'll put my income tax return on the line right now and tell you that your husband will be like, I'm gonna go get some sleep.
Yeah,
tell Javier about your day. I'm going to bed.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Yeah.
Hey, we gotta follow up on this. I would you go talk to your husband. I'm gonna go talk to my wife because we'll see. This is good. I really want to know. Like, would a husband be like, yeah, let another nigga, or with a nigga manhood, be like, man, this is what I know. Ryan would disagree. Ryan would be like, no, I'm the only nigga that's gonna put gas in my wife's car. Like me, Ryan, one of them niggas. I'm the only nigga that's gonna, nigga, fuck that. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm with him.
Go ahead and mow the lawn, nigga. She's still about to give me that pussy. Now, here's the argument, though, nigga. Okay, so let's say hypothetically, because you already. So let's say hypothetically that romantic wise, that there was a dude that you was polyamorous, you was just fucking your husband, but there's other niggas that you're romantic. Because my wife found out early the definition is sex or romance. So let's say outside of your marriage that you were allowed to have romantic relationships with other men with no sex. How long do you think that a nigga can wine and dine you and be all kinds of dope shit to you? How long do you think that you can hold out before you think you would break and end up giving him some ass anyway?
I would never even entertain the thought. That's me. But in
Mika, we're entertaining the thought for entertainment purposes.
For regular women, I don't think that would last too long because women are, you know what I'm saying? We're emotional anyway. So we get attached and all that kind of stuff. So
you think if a man was taking you out to dinner, but he won't hit, and eventually you would be like, I want to have sex with him. Or other women will want to have sex with him.
Yeah, other women. Yes. But that's why you don't entertain that kind of stuff in the first place.
It's very, very interesting. I think I want to have sex with a girl that was cooking me dinner every day, too.
I'm just saying,
you come home every day, she got the cornbread, that your grandmama used to make in a hot iron skillet. Nigga, that shit all buttery and crispy and shit. I think I'd want to hit it.
I'm just saying, I think it's just a natural thing in life. Like, anybody gonna just say, yeah, just cook my meals and yeah, just fix my car. Like, that's, I mean, especially if you're talking to them outside of your relationship, like, that's just,
hey, man,
that's dangerous.
Mika, I'm just reading to you the definition of what it says in the definition, on in the definition says. Definition says sexual or romantic.
I think it's all dumb, and I think that, you know.
Do you, Mika, if a
me
nigga
with who you picked, and that's it.
Man, Mika, it's some niggas that just ain't cutting it, man, for they woman. It's some women. It's some.
They ain't cutting it how?
Man, some niggas ain't satisfying their wives out here. Some niggas is broke. Some niggas, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to leave them because you love them.
Well, then, that's their choice for picking the wrong one, then. You got to thug it out.
You are so harsh. My God. You got
to thug it out, unless it's something extreme.
Like what? What's an extreme, nigga?
Him cheating.
Nah, man. Straight up and down, I think it makes sense. For what the hell these women say they want, fuck these little... Look, let me tell you something, Queen. You few girls online, and I seen a girl on a post the other day said, if a nigga make $50,000 a year, he shouldn't even be dating. You heard that, nigga? She said he should sit his ass at home if he made $50,000 a year. That's the national average. Mm. The average 9-to-5 nigga shouldn't even be dating bitches. Y'all should just sit down. Y'all niggas should just go to fuck home. Mm. Y'all can't even afford bitches. So, babe, so listen, Queen, for you ladies out there that think like that, man, go ahead and just be on the team. They niggas out there that money knee alone, man. Y'all just go out there, bitch, and cooperate with each other. Y'all just have a nice little family, like 4 or 5 of y'all. Leave commitment to the broke niggas. Ain't that right, Mika?
Oh, don't follow his advice, y'all. The dumbest shit I ever heard.
Mika, leave commitment to the broke niggas. No. You rich, you girls that want, man, that nigga got enough money to take care of you and 4 other girls, let him take care of all 5 of y'all.
Nah.
Let him do that. I understand. Oh, by the way, there's a couple things I've seen around that are misconceptions that I feel about polyamory. There's many misconceptions about it. Mika, sometimes they'll say it's polyamory, but a girl, you know, that might listen to a lot of Erykah Badu or NDIRE, she might, you know, them girls that don't share their underarms and stuff, they'll be thinking they polyamory, but really you just can't stop that nigga from fucking bitches. So you just be like, okay, we're a family. But really, right, you're just trying to cooperate with a nigga who just can't stop fucking other bitches. And
that's
you just
what
like,
I'm saying. Yes.
If I can't beat him, I'll join him.
Right.
And that nigga's broke. He don't got nothing going on. You just can't stop that nigga. And they know he got a job. You're talking about you polyamorous, but really you just don't mind sharing dick. And most of y'all share dick anyway. Take a long, hard look at your relationship. Mika, me and Mika, we see y'all. A lot of y'all sharing penis. Yes. A lot of y'all is sharing pussy.
Yeah, that's true.
Nigga, I played 6 degrees of separation in Williamsburg before. Mm-hmm. All y'all done had sex. Mika, am I lying?
No, you ain't lying, man.
Man, and the T where we from is bad.
Boy. And it is never ending.
Never ending. You always finding out something new. Somebody done fuck somebody, then fuck somebody, and fuck somebody, baby daddy.
To this day.
All y'all sharing. And for the way you girls like niggas, oh man.
And it ain't like the niggas be high commodities. I'm telling you that.
Hell no. Nah. Yeah. Since when you had to be a high commodity to get some pussy?
I'm saying.
Broke niggas get the most pussy, nigga.
They got the most time to give.
Girl, you better talk it. Mika got gasoline in her gums. She is spitting fire tonight. Broke niggas got all the time to sit up and tell you how fine you is. He don't got nowhere to be.
Goddamn Deshaun, come over. Be over there in a little bit, babe. I'm gonna ride my bike. Nothing going on, and you paying the bill. He talked to you all day long.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy. So okay. So Mika, instead of us cutting out and doing Meek's tea of the week, we're just gonna step out for a second. I'm gonna play your theme music and then just come right in. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Meek, tea of the week. Meek, tea of the week. Huh. Meek, tea of the week. 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 Huh. Meek, tea of the week. Yeah. All right, here we are. We are back. Here we are with Meek's tea of the week. It's bi-weekly. Meek, what's happened in the last couple weeks? Lay it on us.
All right. Well, the latest thing that has been in the news is Shannon Sharp and Mike Epps beef.
What? What was that about?
I'm telling you. So basically, Mike Epps did a stand-up special or whatever, and he said that Shannon Sharp had reached out to him to be on Club Shay Shay. And he declined because Shannon Sharp looked like Madea. He didn't want him looking at his balls.
Okay.
So he declined, right? So, and Shannon Sharp came back like, you a damn lie. I did not reach out to you. Don't lie on my name. And, you know what I'm saying? Whole time, Mike Epps is the one who reached out to Shannon Sharp. So it was stupid, but Shannon Sharp was really upset. He was like, look, man, I'ma see your ass. He was like, I will see your ass. He was like, don't worry about it. He said, because you gotta back up everything you said in person. I'ma see you. And here come Mike Epps talking about, I don't do no fighting. And he gonna say, I just do blank blank, trying to insinuate that he shoots instead. Yeah, he gonna have to shoot his ass, cause
yeah, Shannon Sharp
is a big man. Yes,
from fucking South Georgia.
It was corny because Mike Epps had even said like a couple of days after the Cat Williams interview that he wished that Cat would have mentioned him so he could get a little bit of the clout. Yeah. So it just didn't make sense. He forgot what he said.
I mean, Mika, like sometimes like one side of it is like, I get Mike Epps is a comedian. And they tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Is one side, but then the other side is I do understand both sides because it's like Mike Epps' whole thing is, nigga, I'm joking. Like, hey, mm-hmm. You wear tight ass clothes, nigga, you look zesty.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha ha! That's supposed to be a joke. But what only part that I think that pissed Shannon off was the fact that he lied and was like, oh, he tried to get me to come on the show and I said no.
Uh-huh.
He's like that, you know, some people, ever since I was a motherfucking little boy in elementary school in Winsburg, man, I hate motherfucking lie on me.
Uh-huh.
I hate when you lie on me, bro. I'd rather you lie to me than lie on me. Like,
yes.
Casey did this or Casey did that. I always hated that shit. So I understand the frustration, but you know, it's all corny. These niggas is in their 40s and 50s, man. Sit your motherfucking ass down somewhere.
And I think too, it was just like, come on. It's corny. It's stupid. And you don't have to lie on nobody just to get your little point across. You know what I'm saying? I think Shannon Sharp got mad because it kind of made it seem like he was just out there being messy, trying to get everybody on there to talk shit about the next person. But that's not mm-hmm. what he was trying to do. So,
yeah, man. And it's like, I look at, I watch Shannon's show. You would be surprised, Mika, how many people make opinions about people and interviews and stuff like that, and they don't even watch the interview. Like, some of them just might watch the clips. Like, if you look at YouTube and stuff, like, a lot of the times what gets the most views are, like, clips over the entire, like, 2-3 hour show.
Uh-huh.
It's not many people who watch the entire 3-hour fucking Cat Williams interview or the entire 3-hour Monique interview. I watch both of them all 3 hours. I have a job where I'm allowed to sit up and be on my phone. So it's like I watch, I watch the entire interview. So I know, like, I'm like, yo, he never, Shannon Sharp never tries to start nothing. He just brings
them on
to say their opinion. Exactly. He brought Cat Williams on. He didn't know that Cat Williams was going to say all the things that he
said. He didn't know. How would he have known that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay. To go after Shannon Sharp, like, and try to talk about the man, it's like, that's corny to me.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been watching Club Shay Shay back from the beginning. I watched damn near every episode of Undisputed until Shannon Sharp left. Every single last one of them. I listen to almost all Shannon Sharp's podcasts. I'm a big fan. I was a big fan on when he was a football player. And I tell you this shit, man, like, if you watch his shit and if you know the business of YouTube, it's all about views, clicks, subscriptions. So it's like, if you have certain people on your show, you know what's about to pop off. Cat Williams is just one of those people who's, if you have him on your show, is almost like a Charleston White. Well, Charleston White's starting to lose some steam, but it's like, if you have, like, Meg Thee Stallion on your show talking about Nicki Minaj, that's going to get a lot of views.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Because people just love to see that type of shit. So it's not his fault for having him on. If you have Kanye West on, it's going to do a lot of views. You know? Yeah. So, Mika, what else going on in the last couple weeks?
So, speaking of Monique, we had touched on her a little bit, but she also did a Club Shay Shay interview. I only got about halfway through that one. I haven't finished it, but did you say you finished it all, right?
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
So, yeah, she was up there, you know, talking about everything, about Oprah's situation, about how she felt Oprah betrayed her, and all that stuff, talking about D.L. Hughley. And, of course, D.L. Hughley responded back, and he kind of doubled down on everything he said about her. He was talking about her and her husband and everything else. So it didn't got real messy. But of course, Monique was saying everything in a real nice, gentle way. My baby, and I still love you. The door's open and all that shit. But
my honestly, sweet baby.
Yeah. But honestly, I just think that Monique, sometimes she just flies off the handle with certain stuff. And then walks it back or try to walk it back. And then I think, you know, at that point in time, it gets real corny because, like, I don't know. I'm not a big Monique fan.
Really?
At all.
Really? I wasn't aware.
I'm not a big Monique fan.
Oh, by the way, everybody listen, me and Mika are friends in real life. So that was kind of an inside
thing. Yes. I'm not a big Monique fan, but I mean, how did you feel about the interview? Do you feel like...
Well, I felt like that I was happy that Monique got the platform, but Mika, she's not really saying anything new.
Right,
the only thing new was like the Kevin Hart thing. I was watching Joe Budden respond to what he said, and it's kind of funny. Do you remember the episode of Martin with Varnell Hill? When it's so funny that do you remember that Varnell? If anybody watched the Martin show, Varnell Hill, who was like a spoof of Arsenio Hall back then. I don't know how many of y'all old enough to remember this, but Varnell Hill told Martin, "Hey, if you was in Hollywood, you can be on my show." So Martin flies all him all and his the friends way out all the way out California because he said Varnell said I could be on his show. He told me. So then when Martin classically comes down and steps single with Joe to see like one of the best moments ever in TV, in my opinion, I laugh every time he does it.
Right.
So he came out and then Varnell was cussing him out and he said, "Hey Varnell, you said I could come out. Do you remember the part, Mika, where he was like, man, that's Hollywood talk, man."
He said,
"Rerun." Yeah. Because Rerun from What's Happening was in the audience. Y'all are way too young to remember that. He says, "How many times have I invited you to my house?" He said, "Hundreds." "How many times have you actually been to my house?" "None."
"None."
"And what would happen if you came to my house?"
"I get sprayed." That's all shit he said.
"Yeah, I'd probably get sprayed." "Yeah, bullet in his ass." It's like, that's Hollywood talk. So when she was mad at Kevin Hart for what he said, Joe Budden was implying, like, nigga, that's what we do in Hollywood. Oh, yeah, I'll get with you. Anything you need, man, holler at me. But you don't really mean that shit. Man, I think that's some fuck nigga shit, but they say that's what they do. What they say Monique went about it wrong. Monique should have went like, okay, he said that he was his executive produced this project. Call Kevin's people and see, you know, and let's sit down and have a meeting about whether he still wants to go forward. Instead of saying, Kevin Hart's going to do this because he told me he would, so let's just call him. It's like, okay, let's sit down and talk about this a little further. So, yeah, but out of all that, it's like nothing that she said was new, but it's just like in one of my previous podcasts when I was talking about the Cat Williams interview. Whoever has the biggest platform, usually people tend to listen to that person. Cat Williams wasn't saying much things new. He just was getting a little bit more. He been not like Steve Harvey. He been not like Cedric. He been not like these niggas. He been not like Ricky Smiley. If you pay attention to smaller platforms, which I do, I support all kinds of different people platforms. This is shit that Cat Williams been on. This is shit Monique's been on. But Shannon Sharpe gave them just a bigger platform. You know what I mean? So that's all it is about that. But God bless her. She got her money from Netflix. You know what I'm saying? She got her special on Netflix. People say it's trash. I thought it was hilarious. But it's
garbage.
Yeah, I laughed my ass off.
Because my thing is, when her show, they showed a snippet of her on tour with Cat Williams. And I'm like, damn it, if I'm paying to see somebody tell jokes, tell a goddamn joke.
Yeah.
She out there just airing grievances. Like, I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm coming to a comedy show, I want to hear some jokes. Meager, I don't want to hear you just talk about people all day long about how you don't like
Meager it. Meager didn't like your hair neither, bitch. And your shoes. Meager just really don't like Monique, y'all. Let's keep it real.
She's move not on, funny.
Even if Meager was funny, even if Monique had a funny special, Meager would be like, I just don't like how the way she said it. Like, she don't like that bitch. Meager don't like, never mind. Meager,
don't you say that shit.
I was about to say it. You know what I was about to say?
You better stop.
Okay. What else going on, Meager?
Usher halftime performance.
Hey.
I loved it.
Me too, man. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, I loved it. I didn't know who the hell Will.i.am was for a minute. I don't know who the hell I thought he was.
I knew as soon as I seen the glasses.
I didn't know. And damn sure I ain't know who Jermaine Dupri was until he started opening his mouth. I swore it was CeeLo Green. I was like, yo, I'm thinking he about to come out there and say, I think I'm crazy.
You any second now. I remember when I lost my mind.
And I don't mean no harm. He seems like a nice guy, Jermaine Dupri. But he is not cute enough to pull off that outfit.
He had on the baby socks that you put on your babies in the christening. He had christening baby socks on.
Yeah, Easter socks. You know what I'm saying? He out there looking like Boss Baby and Oompa Loompa and
like something from the Addams Family would wear.
Yeah, I'm just like, do he not know he's not fly? But Meager,
it's so much shit in fashion that niggas are wearing and be like, did you know they were Balenciaga? I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Tacky.
That shit looks stupid.
Tacky with $1 million outfit on.
Yeah, but man, the performance, man, Usher came out there with the fucking roller skates on.
Man,
he was, who performs on roller skates? Like, this dude, what? Usher, we got to start giving this nigga his flowers. No Usher slander over here, man.
Man, Alicia Keys' first note, boy.
Who? Yeah.
Her voice ain't been right since she stole that woman, man.
Mashonda said, until you do right by me.
That's right. I'm serious. And I was pissed off anyway when I heard that she was going to be on the line. I'm like, man, I don't like Alicia Keys. I like her first album. That's it. Everything else is so corny to me. I don't
Meager, first of all, I'm a challenge on that. Maybe three songs of her first album. You mean to say you don't like Some People Want It All?
That is so played out.
Meager, you don't like You Don't Know My Name?
Yes.
Meager, that's her second album.
Okay, all right, shit. Maybe first and second album.
Okay. That's all I was saying. That's the only
thing. Yeah, but I don't like all them little anthems and stuff she be coming out with.
Yeah, I love no one.
Superwoman. No one
can get in the way of what I'm feeling. I'm also biased. She's a very big Prince fan. So anybody who likes Prince, I always have a special spot in my heart for people that are Prince fans. So.
Man.
How do you feel about Usher being all up on her yams like that?
You know, I thought it was, hey, this is what Usher does, but I still was looking at it like a little cringy, like, okay. You know what I said? I think he could have.
Did he just touch her booty?
I was like, huh? Wrapping his arms all around, like, man, get off of her.
So, Miga, let me ask you a question, right? Let's say you're a singer and you're on stage and, let's say you have a duet with Prime D'Angelo.
Oh, in his prime.
In his prime. We're talking 2001, 1999, 2001 D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
And you are married to the great man that you married today. Shout out to him, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you're performing Nothing Even Matters.
Mm.
And he comes on and he says, "When I do taste of alcohol, your love made me feel 10 feet tall." He can't wrap an arm around you?
Nah. Say, get your hands off me, you peasant.
Beagle, you a lot. Shout out to your husband. Get your
hands up off me.
Beagle, oh, that tried to get a head knock between the wash and the dry.
Huh?
I said, Beagle, that tried to get a head knock between that wash and dry.
Look, what Jamie Foxx said, get your filthy hands.
Get your hands off me.
That's me.
Man, look, I take the ass whooping. Motherfucking Mika would bend over to the front and touch the toes. That's why I picked D'Angelo on that. Some people just gotta understand. If I do a shit, who do I like any bitches that can say? Mika, refresh my memory. Like, I know I like Hollywood. I like mostly actresses.
I mean, you like Jill Scott,
oh,
don't you?
Oh, yeah. If I'm on stage and Jill Scott say, "You love me." Nigga, hey, on the stage in front of everybody. Whatever she wanted me to do. In front of the world on the Super Bowl Sunday while my mama was watching. She came over to me and said, "Let's take," or Erica, nigga, Erica?
Erica Badu, uh-huh.
Yeah. If Erica you looked like at me too. And said, "Your energy feels so damn good to me," I'd be like, "Whatever you want me to do. Erica, what do you want?"
She be scaring me a little bit. She talking about she a witch and all this shit.
Hey, nigga, you can put a spell on me because you're mine. I don't give a fuck. Give me some of that. If you a witch, bitch, I'm Harry Potter. Come here. That woman's fine. Mika, anything else?
Last but not least, Drake.
Yeah. Did he drop a new single or something? What are we talking about?
Oh, he dropped.
You a fool.
Boy, oh boy. So I didn't find out until like 4 or 5 hours in. And I was like on Instagram and stuff, and everybody was talking about Drake and the pictures. I was like, okay. So of course I had the Twitter. And mind you, I'm like 4 or 5 hours late. So I scoured
Scorched the earth.
Boy, I looked for the longest time. I just wanted to see what everybody was talking about. Everybody was just, you know. I finally came upon it.
Upon it.
And what I will say is.
Will say.
Yes. There was a time that I thought Drake was fine. Like, I want to say I give him like 5 good years. I thought he was fine. Then recently he's been starting to like look real corny to me. And I was saying that other 50% was coming through more and more. He was looking corny.
The cockazoid, yes.
Yeah. But after I took a gander at the at the picture and well, the video. I will say, you know, the black part is coming back. It's making a comeback. That's all I gotta say. Because I was not expecting that. So, yeah.
Listen, Drake, fuck you, pal. Talented. All the women love you.
You can sing.
You can rap. You even came out with a goddamn Jamaican album, a house music. You win at everything you do. You gotta have a fucking baby arm in your drawers too, nigga.
And you know, I was doing the research because you know, because I knew I had to come back to report to the people.
Right.
So yeah, I would like to report that that nigga about 75% black. He about 75% black.
Word up.
Yeah. But that's it. It's not been a busy week with news.
Yeah, so. It was weird what me and Mika was doing, like research for the show. It's like not a lot going on. Ice Spice still really whack, but I still will watch her anytime she does anything.
She's doing what she does best. She got one talent and
that's shaking that ass.
Holly, she's gonna just do that same little dance every time.
Yeah.
It works.
Usher's performance was amazing. But Mika, real quick, if you could even think about it, where does it rank as far as Super Bowl performances in your mind? If you know, depending on how many you remember.
I say like top three.
Top three. I will agree. I'm gonna go, of course, Prince number one. Mika, it rained during Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, right.
That wasn't in the script. That was real rain, nigga.
That's crazy.
And he was playing an electric guitar and walking on the slick stage in high heels and did not stumble. God bless that man. Number two, I'm going to go number two. Honestly, I might have to watch it again. Man, it's hard. Because you can't forget Mike, dog. You can't forget Mike.
Yeah, that nigga stood out there for the longest.
Yeah, Mike killed that shit, man. So I'm going to go Mike number two. I can't.
Used to fall out over Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, so number three is between Beyonce and Usher's last performance. That shit, I really enjoyed it. I wish, because you know what's dope about it? Almost every song he did, he left me going, damn, I want him to do more of that song. That's how many hits he had. And he left so much out, but it still was just really well done. You know what I mean?
And you know, he negotiated two extra minutes because the halftime performance are usually like 13 minutes, but he negotiated extra 2 minutes because he just got hits for days. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
man, you know, we gotta stop playing Usher, man. You know what I mean? He's amazing. I like Rihanna. Didn't know she was pregnant at the time, so she didn't really do much. She just kind of stood still and sang. So that's why I kind of Rihanna's just like on the bottom half of the list. But
Dr. Dre was good.
Yeah, Dr. Dre. So yeah, I guess that rounds out my top five. Prince, Mike, Beyonce, and Usher tied at three. We have Dr. Dre. And then I guess who is number five then?
I like Bruno Mars.
Okay, we're going to act like you didn't say that. So we're going to say Brute. We're going to say
Bruno Mars gave a good show. What you talking about?
Mika, we're moving on. Okay, we have Prince. We have Prince, Mike, Beyonce, and Usher tied at number three. Number four was Dre. Five, Rihanna. Does me and yours match?
Nah, Prince ain't on mine.
I think we had some like feedback or something. I think
you just said you heard me. Prince was not on, but I ain't even seen it. I just saw the little snippet everybody keeps sharing about is raining on Purple Rain.
Okay.
All next year we need to have Drake. They need to take they need to take Chris Brown off his band. And let
Chris Brown, I have no doubt in my mind Chris Brown to be in my top five if he does it.
He gonna come out there doing cartwheels and backflips.
He gonna be down that bitch doing front flips in the same spot. But Mika, I think that you ever seen him do that? Like he'll do a front flip and land in the same spot he was standing in.
Crazy.
And he's like 6'2" doing that. Yeah. But did you say like that Prince ain't in your like Prince not on your list at all? So you got Bruno Mars on there, but not Prince.
I haven't even seen Prince's.
I asked you a goddamn question.
I haven't seen it, so how you gonna be on my top and I ain't seen it? I saw snippets.
Okay. All right. So
I'll have to go back and watch.
No, I don't want you to. Stay off.
I'm not into rock and roll or nothing.
You watch Bruno fucking Mars and you're not
That's
into
not it. Rock and roll.
So we're not gonna bring up Janet's titty. Do you remember Janet's titty? My lord.
I still think that was corny for them to like bash her. It was like, what the hell?
I remember when she had it covered up.
Damn.
No, she didn't.
It had the star on it, the star sticker.
Google it. No, it didn't. She had her nipple pierced, and you could see the actual nipple. It wasn't covered up at all. You could see the titty.
Well, my version of my TV showed it was a sticker on it. That's why I could never understand. Maybe they went back and did that.
Back then, you had a TV with a big back.
Yes.
Okay. Look at it now. Google it now.
Oh.
The titty was out, and it was pierced.
That's how you know. It's just a lot of, but either way, her titty was comfortably in her shirt, and he pulled it out.
It's a beautiful titty, by the way.
How the hell, you know what I'm saying? In essence, she was violated, and she get in trouble, and his ass ain't. That shit crazy.
Yeah, he's white. He's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'll put Janet's titty on the countdown above Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Yeah, Janet's titty was better than Bruno Mars.
I love Bruno Mars. Fucking
Bruno Mars.
You crazy.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're gonna wrap it up. Mika, I appreciate you for coming through for me this week.
Yes.
Ryan is still negotiating his contract, man. I need y'all to reach out to the people that Anchor and Spotify. You know, he's still negotiating his contract. All right. He's only part-time. Mm-hmm. He needs his money, people. I had a great conversation with Tempest too. Tempest wanted to get back on. We just trying to sync up, like get our schedule and shit together, but we had a good conversation or whatever. So she definitely want to come back. Tempest got her money. She got her money. She's just waiting to sync it up. All right. Appreciate you. Follow my homegirl 757 Cutie Pie on Instagram at 757 Cutie Pie. She makes her own memes. She's funny as fuck. Everybody loves her in person and on the internet.
Well, thank you.
So follow her on 757 Cutie Pie. Make sure y'all listen to the show. Mika, appreciate you. We'll see you again in 2 weeks for your tea of the week.
All right. See ya.
Peace out. Have a good time, y'all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.